I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're cooking the fried egg sandwich created by Chef Thomas Keller for the 2004 film Spanglish.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 34 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're continuing our series of dishes inspired by films about food.
Today we tackle the world's greatest sandwich from the 2004 film Spanglish. As a film, Spanglish is totally fine and comes from an era where Happy Gilmore himself was trying more serious acting roles.
Is there a food scene in Happy Gilmore that we can recreate if only as an excuse to watch it at the office? I mean, I guess we could tell people how to cook a warm glass of Shut the Hell Up, but I don't think that recipe would be all that exciting.
So what you do is put the milk in the saucepan and heat it until warm.
Well, that does it for today's episode. Back to Spanglish. Spanglish tells the story of Flor and her daughter Christina, who come to the U.S. from Mexico in search of better opportunities. Flor finds a job working for the Klasky family as a maid and nanny. John Klasky is a successful chef who opens a new restaurant during this time and has to deal with the stress of starting the new business and a wife and family who are unhappy and starting to unravel.
While Spanglish isn't necessarily a film about food, the food can be scene stealing at times. From the storyline focusing on John's new restaurant to the food John cooks at home, you can tell that there was a lot of care and attention put into the recipes and how they were filmed. Now, the scene with the infamous fried egg sandwich is short, and it's accompanied by very little dialogue. This scene actually feeds directly into an argument John has with Flor, and the real travesty here is that we never see John take a bite of his sandwich. The very first thing I noticed when watching this scene was that the order the sandwich is built in, both in the film and as taught to Adam Sandler by Chef Thomas Keller, which happens to be an extra on the DVD, is different than what is shown when the sandwich is sliced open on screen. It's a continuity error that I'm happy exists because I'm going to disagree with the great chef Thomas Keller and say that the order he teaches Sandler to build that sandwich isn't the best way to do it. However, the order in which the sliced sandwich was built seems perfect, so that's how we're going to make it in today's recipe.
Now, as you can imagine, there isn't exactly a famous or storied history of fried egg sandwiches, so I thought we would instead take the time to talk about something closely related to this film, and more specifically the man behind the sandwich recipe, Chef Thomas Keller, and that is the history of the Michelin Guide and Michelin-starred restaurants. Brothers Edouard and André Michelin founded the Michelin Tire Company in 1889. Their first product was a removable pneumatic tire that was developed to replace standard glued down tires that were a hassle to change. This product changed long-distance cycling forever and kickstarted one of the largest tire manufacturers in the world today.
But it was the brothers' car tires that, surprisingly, would have a major impact on restaurants and world cuisine in general. In the year 1900, there were only 3,000 cars registered in the country of France. And while the number of cars was growing, the brothers wanted to help kickstart automobile sales because this would help them sell more tires. To do this, they created motorist guides that included listings for petrol stations, mechanics, and hotels.
It was in 1926 that things would change forever when Michelin started putting restaurants in their guidebook. 5 years later, in 1931, they developed the system we all know today, the Michelin Star System. City and country guides include many restaurants that do not have any stars at all, but the best get rated as such. One star for being a very good restaurant in its category, two stars for excellent cooking that is worth a detour, and three stars for exceptional cuisine that is worth a special journey.
Michelin stars are so important now that they can make or break the career of upcoming chefs, and having a star removed can have dramatic consequences for a restaurant. This is why it's important that Michelin does not reveal their reviewers, or inspectors as they call them. Inspectors aren't even allowed to tell people what they do for a living. Michelin protects the identities of their inspectors so that there can be no doubt that the stars are earned and not given.
For years, the rating guides were only available in France, but have since spread throughout both Europe and Asia, with the first U.S.-based guidebook, the New York City edition, released in 2006. There are currently 10 three-star restaurants in the United States, with many more one- and two-star spots in four cities: New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. So now, let's get to the recipe for today, Chef Thomas Keller's World's Greatest Sandwich, which he developed for the 2004 film Spanglish. A little side note, Chef Keller is known for being the only American chef ever awarded 2 3-star ratings for 2 different restaurants at the same time. He holds a total of 7 stars at this time, 3 for Per Se, 3 for the French Laundry, and 1 for Bouchon.
We're here in our teaching kitchen preparing the greatest sandwich in the world. As you can hear, we have a little bit of bacon going in our skillet. Now, my favorite way to cook bacon is in an oven to actually roast it. I think that The texture is fantastic. And you'll see that Adam Sandler's character is doing that in that little toaster oven in the movie. All right, so here in the next skillet, I'm going to be toasting our bread and melting our cheese. I'm going to put down just a little bit of butter to start with. So I'm going to place both pieces of bread here in our skillet on top of the melted butter. Only one side has the cheese, the jack cheese. Our bacon is coming off now. And the other thing we can do is fry up our egg. I'm going to fry this egg up in a pat of butter. So obviously an egg is an egg, and people like their eggs very specific ways. In the film, you'll actually see that the egg comes out of that toaster oven in a skillet. If you watch the behind-the-scenes footage, I guess it's more of an extra from the DVD, Thomas Keller actually makes his egg, teaching Adam how to make the egg in a skillet, almost entirely sunny side up with just a flip at the end to kind of finish things off. And we're going to go for something a little more along those lines. All right, bread's lightly toasted now. Cheese is totally melted, so we can remove these from the skillet. This egg should be cooked in no time, so I'm going to go ahead and start building this sandwich. Obviously, we start off with the bread. I'm going to use the slice of bread without the cheese on it to start things off. We'll hit this with a little bit of mayonnaise. Next, I'm going to go with the bacon. Then our slices of tomato. Next, some lettuce. And I'm just going to slide this egg. One quick flip to finish off the other side. Give it a few seconds. And we can slide it straight out of the skillet and onto the sandwich. Top it all off with the cheesy bread. Slice this guy in half and it's ready to go. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, don't forget to salt the tomatoes. That's one of the keys that Thomas Keller talks about when he's teaching Adam Sandler how to make this sandwich.
Well, that does it for this episode. Let us know if you make this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as we take a break from our recipes based on food in films and turn our focus toward our favorite holiday dishes.